With the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Judy, how are things going this morning?
Pretty good. How about with you?
I think I'm kicking. I'm sitting down, though, right now, so I'm not kicking too many things.
He's taking a break today. He's had a million meetings in the first 2 days of the week.
Poor Ken.
We're letting him take it easy.
Yeah, I know. And you had your fair share of meetings Monday night as well, too. So we have Board of Works. We have Board of Works and City Council. What were the most important things in your mind that came out of those two meetings?
Okay. The one thing that I'm excited about is that we did decide to go ahead and set hours for Halloween trick-or-treating.
Okay.
We can do that on the 31st from 6 to 8. Of course, it's going to be up to the discretion of the parents whether or not they allow their children to do that. And also, if you want to participate, we ask that you turn your porch light on. So I feel like that's going to be a good activity, and we're also going to have a trunk-or-treat at the park for the kids. So I'm excited about that.
And the other thing of it – oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
I was going to say, and the other thing of it is you're going to have your trick-or-treat hours early enough. Still going to be daylight as of yet.
Yes, and I wanted to do that. I thought that was important that we had them, while it was still daylight. And of course, the days are getting shorter, so we figured 8 o'clock it would still be light out.
Yeah, and then, of course, it's just the way it, fall doesn't start, I think, till like the fall kickback, I think, is the 10th is when I think it is, if I remember correctly. We start turning our time back, so.
Right, yeah. Right. So, and then, of course, in the council meeting, I was excited to present our budget and our salary ordinances for 2021. The council's worked really hard on it. Mm-hmm. The finance committee, the full council. It was a tough year for budgeting. Not kind of the unknown. We don't know for sure what impact all of this is going to have on our budget. So I was excited to present that, and I think it's a very good budget, and we've all worked really hard on it.
Plus, you're not real sure exactly which revenues you're going to get.
No, we are not. So it was a tough situation. We had to make some tough decisions. So I think it was Megan that said during the meeting that, we went ahead and gave the employees a 2%. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but at this point, we felt like that's what we could do, and we really do appreciate our employees.
Yeah.
But we had to make cuts in other areas as well. So,
whose crystal ball did you use to make those projections? No, I'm just teasing.
Well, we actually, we leaned on Reedy Financial. They're our financial consultants, and they're the one that, kind of guided us through this to give us some idea of what they're thinking. Of course, we still keep hearing that the biggest impact is going to be in 2022. So next year, we're thinking maybe like a 90% or something revenue stream. So let's hope that happens.
And
I would be happy with that.
And basically, and try and build a lot of your pockets of revenue, too.
Exactly. And we're really watching our spending this year so that we're able to carry cash over from each one of our funds. I've asked each of our department heads, to be very cautious when they make these decisions on purchases. So
I'm going to ask you something I haven't asked you yet. So in your tenure so far as mayor, what are you most proud of, or where do you think you are as a mayor right now in your first 3 or 4 months?
I feel like that we've accomplished a lot considering the circumstances of COVID-19 and all that we had to deal with. I'm just happy that I'm working well with the council, my board of works, the department heads. I see everybody pulling together to help this community, and that's what I want. I want this to be a good, strong community.
Okay. Also, I'd like you to talk about, since, the big thing we led with, and I think this is important for everybody to know, you're adding some security measures to Old Stoney. Talk a little bit about those keypads for the doors.
Yes. Since the COVID-19, we were not allowing, at first for public to come in, and then we kind of eased up on those restrictions. But we actually, for a while, had to have somebody guard the doors for a while to keep them from going into the building. So we looked at a security system that they can come inside the foyer there. There's going to be a pad and a camera and with a directory, and they can let each office know when they're there, and then that office can release the door for them to come in. So I think that's very important. We're still going to keep the other three doors locked for right now, but I think it's a good security measure for us, as well as, you know, control of the public coming in and out during this virus that we're fighting. So,
okay. Anything we're missing or anything you want to talk about before I turn you loose?
I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
So.
Well, hey, well,
anxious for fall. We've had some really beautiful weather. So
yeah, it kind of reminded me of fall this morning when I got up on C-46 on my phone. I'm like, ooh, that's a little too chilly this early.
I know. It is. It is. But let's hope that everybody keeps a positive attitude and we just keep moving forward. And I think we're going to have a great fall and winter. And let's look forward to getting back to some normalcy.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, you take good care, will you?
Okay, you too. Thank
okay.
you so much.
I'll catch you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's Frank from Mayor Judy Sheets for the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision about